The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
No.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
Don't
the sparkle! Some
bullshit, no! I wanted to package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm not the brand or sad, I turn to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Come on.
Down. Succop's kick. It is up and it's right down the middle. Succop has given Kansas City an overtime victory, 27-24 in the Big Easy.
The snap, the placement down, the kick is on the way. It's got the distance and it is good. And the Jets survive in overtime here in Miami.
Daniels got it up and it is good. The Raiders have beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Snap is good. Kick on the way. It's up. It is good! And the Ravens have beaten the Patriots!
Here's Gresham with the snap. John Ryan with the hold. Hauschka with the extra point. And now we're official. We have a 14-12 Seahawks win over the Packers.
The Cardinals beat the Eagles. They beat them up. 27-6, the final.
Well, how you like that, John? I sat there, I got all the close games, the ones that ended in overtime, the ones that ended that came down to a field goal with no time left on the clock. I had to have one blowout in there, so why not the Eagles?
Of course. I mean, you know, in my opinion, that is a close game for Philadelphia this year. They're just a freaking mess. They're just a freaking mess. That team is going to implode.
Oh, wait a minute. They're 2-1. They did beat the Ravens last week.
Well, okay. You know what? But who cares about what happened last week, Tom? This week they got beat by the Cardinals, whose defense looks very much to be the real deal.
Either that or Michael Vick is just the ultimate turnover machine.
He is. You just plug a dollar in there. Press like what?
Nine? He's turned it over nine times. Nine times in three games.
Yeah, what do you feel like, Tom? Oh. You feel like a fumble? Just put the dollar in and press B9 and poop. He'll fumble.
Yeah, well, my favorite one had to be this.
Vic takes, drops back, and again, hit! And the ball's out! It's picked up by Sanders, running at the 20. No time left. Can he score? He's in midfield. He's at the 45 of the 40, the 30, the 20. He will score! Touchdown! End of the half! Vic coughed it off. Sanders, hook it 92 yards! To the house!
The last play of the half. That is great. Here, the Eagles are going to score. You know the fans are watching. Oh, we're going to get this 17-7. We're going to come back in the second. All of a sudden, it's 24-0, and it's halftime.
Hey, you know, I bet you the Merrill Reese call wasn't as near as exciting as that.
Oh, I know. No,
Vic fumbles again. They're going up the sidelines. There
yeah,
we go.
I actually I heard it, and he's like, well, what looked like was going to be a score for the Eagles to cut this lead to 10 now turns into a 24-0 score to the Cardinals. He was so depressed.
It's just devastating. Devastating.
Oh. Yeah, that was.
But you know what? Everybody's complaining about bad football because of these refs, man. But a lot of games were pretty damn tight. A lot of games were pretty close.
That one wasn't.
No, yeah, that one wasn't. But how about those Saints, eh? How about those Saints, huh?
Wasn't that so your survivor pick?
So much for my survivor pick. But I just wonder if the dude in Kansas City went pumpkin picking instead of stay home and watch his Chiefs play again.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
Right. I'm hoping not too many ladies on life support gave up last week, Tom.
Oh, what's the use? The Chiefs will never beat the Saints.
You give people nothing to live for, you suck.
Right.
At all!
He had himself some...
At all!
I went pumpkin picking and watched, had bird calls while I was having donuts and cider instead of watching the Chiefs beat the Saints.
Right.
Oh, well. Just goes to show you, man. You never know.
Nope.
You never know. Look at the Vikings. Wasn't Christian Ponder looking a lot like Steve Young?
Oh, my God.
Dude was running like Steve Young, man. I was watching those highlights going, damn, he does. He was juking linebackers and running over cornerbacks and safeties.
Let's see. Coming up, we're going to talk to Ray Lewis. Oh, did I say I'm Tom and you're John? It's the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Yeah, they know who we are. If you don't know who we are, you'll figure it out.
Show number 206.
206.
Anyway, we're going to talk to Ray Lewis. We've got audio from Sam Huff and the rest of the gang from... Redskins radio. Those guys, dude, are very entertaining.
I had no idea that our game time radio was so much fun compared to everybody else's, but apparently it is. We've got a really funny booth.
And Tilliard
tended to be.
Tilliard's back. Well, he's back over there.
Yeah, we have a full report of Tilliard and his 5-man soccer league.
But let's get to it. We got to talk about this Monday night football game, man. This was ridiculous. And it's just out of control. And obviously, it was the icing on the cake because now there's agreement between the NFL Refs Association and the NFL.
I don't get it. If I'm the refs, if I'm Hockley, I'm flexing my muscles on the beach in the Bahamas going, oh, no, take your time. It's all right. You know, what did I say? 4 million? About 45 million. Yeah.
Now, you know what? Hockley's actually conducting classes for these refs, these scab refs.
That explains a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, right?
All right, look, if a bird flies by, what was the thing I saw on the internet today? If his foot doesn't touch second base, it's a basket. Touchdown Celtics.
Well, it was, of course, we're talking about Green Bay, Seattle. If you don't know what went on in this game, I don't know why you're listening to this show, but...
lots of them are in Europe. They might not know.
It went down like this.
Wilson takes a snap. Three-man rush. Looking, scrambling. Now he's going to roll. Now he's going to stop and step. Back at the 40, lets it fly to the end zone. Going to give his guys a chance. Going up, coming down. Does he come down with it? Does Golden Tate have it? He's in the end zone. He has. Oh, my God. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. Golden Tate comes down with the ball in the corner of the end zone with no time left on the clock. How did he do it?
He didn't do it, dumbass, and you know it, and the whole world knows it.
The only human being on planet Earth that doesn't know it is that idiot that ran down and stuck his hands up. And honestly, it's almost like watching a four-year-old. You know how a four-year-old is? You put your hands up, they just do it because Simon says.
Right.
I think he just did it because he thought, hey, I'm on TV. Wow, watch this. I'll be famous. So big. He's in the corner of the end zone. So big. The other dude's standing right over the play, signaled it properly, signaled it
look,
right. And then,
look, you know it. I know it. The whole NFL watching world knows that that was an interception. It was not a reception by Golden Tate, and that is all there is to it.
You know, Clay Matthews put the commissioner's phone number on his Twitter account.
I know, he tweeted it.
That's a great idea, man. What did I say? What did I say? One of the big teams is going to get screwed, and then it'll all get fixed, right? The Packers end up on the short end of the stick, and oh, look, Goodell is crawling to the refs. Well, you know why? Because I'll tell you why. Because the Packers have like 10,000 owners and not just one, and they're after his ass with picks and shovels.
Well, the NFL put out a statement that really just made it even worse.
Ugh.
Just pissed me off, because it's just such an insult.
It is. It's a bootlicking insult.
It is. Here's how it reads. In Monday's game, and all they're going to do is tell you what happened. In Monday's game between the Green Bay Packers and Seattle Seahawks, Seattle faced a 4th-and-10 from the Green Bay 24 with 8 seconds remaining in the game. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson threw a pass into the end zone. Several players, including Seattle wide receiver Golden Tate and Green Bay safety M.D. Jennings, jumped into the air in an attempt to catch the ball. While the ball is in the air, Tate can be seen shoving Green Bay cornerback Sam Shields to the ground. This should have been a penalty for offensive pass interference, which would have ended the game. It was not called and is not reviewable in instant replay. I understand the ruling on that. What I can't understand is how they missed it. I can't believe.
Well, dude was watching the cheerleaders.
Is that?
I'm sure he was. He was probably standing there looking at the ball going, damn, that's a halfway decent pass. Look at that.
Yeah, that referee, his big experience is junior college football. Yeah. That's it.
He's watching the game. He's got a bigger experience. I went to a Bears playoff game once back in 87. Yeah.
He hasn't even done Division One. He hasn't even done Division One football. Oh, and did you also hear some of the refs that are currently doing these games, these scab refs, replacement officials, were fired by the Lingerie Football League for incompetence?
They can't do their job in the panty league, and they're here.
Unbelievable, man. That is absolutely unbelievable. And it cracked me up. They asked Golden Tate about shoving that defensive back.
Did you push off?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
I didn't see nothing.
I didn't. Yeah, right.
He don't want to snitch.
It wasn't me. Doing. He's like Shaggy. It wasn't me. when the players.
I don't know.
When the players hit the ground in the end zone, the officials determined that both Tate and Jennings had possession of the ball. Under the rule, for simultaneous catch, the ball belongs to Tate, the offensive player. The result of the play was a touchdown. I understand that rule. Makes sense to me.
Okay.
Now, here's the part where it gets stupid. Replay official Howard Slavin.
Howard Slavin.
He stopped the game for an instant replay review. Oh, you got to go back and look at that. You got to review this play, please.
Howard Slavin calling it for a replay.
The aspects of the play that were reviewable included if the ball hit the ground and who had possession of the ball, which at first they were talking about this, the announcers were talking about, they didn't think it was. But what it turns out is in the end zone, a ruling of a simultaneous catch is reviewable. That is not the case in the field of play, only in the end zone. So they were allowed to say, they were allowed to look at that. This guy was allowed to go under that hood, look at that video, and say, you know what? He did not. All he did was have his arm wrapped around Jennings, touching that ball. He did not have a simultaneous catch. That is an interception. They were allowed to do that.
He didn't even have any kind of possession at all. He barely had possession of Jennings.
He had, that's it. He had possession of Jennings. I guess now it's a complete pass. If you catch the defensive back, who intercepts your ball? As long as he comes down on top of you and he has the ball, you've caught the ball.
He got under that booth and he got this message in his ear. This is the mayor of Seattle. Listen here, buddy. If you screw this up, we're not giving you any cops to get out of this place. And he went, oh, okay, touchdown.
Yeah, that would be Wayne Elliott, referee Wayne Elliott, who went under the hood there, determined that no indisputable visual evidence existed to overturn the call on the field, and as a result, the on-field ruling of touchdown stood. The NFL officiating department reviewed the video today and supports the decision not to overturn the on-field ruling following the instant replay review. The result of the game is final.
Dear fans, fuck you. You'll be back on Sunday. Sincerely, the NFL. Oh, P.S., don't forget Thursday night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They don't care.
We'll be back.
Roger Goodell doesn't give a damn. We know Roger Goodell doesn't give a shit about the fans. If he did, we wouldn't have games in London. We already know this.
Here's the bottom line that bothers me the most about this whole thing is that now we find out that almost $300 million in bets changed hands because of that play. Vegas was going to lose its shirt. They were going to lose something like, well, maybe not its shirt, but they were going to lose something like $50 million, and they ended up winning $150 million based on this play. Now, you got to wonder.
You got to bet the line. You got to bet the spread.
A lot of money shifted because of that play.
Yeah, I know
so,
that.
So whether whoever made it shift or something like that, you have to wonder now when you have these referees that are, you know, unemployed because they're lingerie league refs that don't have any. I mean, they got fired from that, right? How do you what's on your resume after that? They can be easily bought, and you have to consider that. And it's not like people wouldn't try.
It was 12-7 is what the score would have been. So well, I guess, okay, now it makes sense. Yeah, because if Green Bay was only favored by three, they would have covered.
I think they were 3.5.
Yeah, so they would have covered this way. They didn't.
Yeah, a lot of money changed hands on one play. Now, there's no way that anybody can predict. You can't say that any gamblers can go to that ref and say, look, you make sure that on the end of the game there's going to be a Hail Mary pass that you can call our way. There's no way that you can predict that Rodgers isn't just going to come in there and light it up. But you know what? Rodgers came in and got sacked 8 times in the first half.
Oh, my God. I know.
I know. Holy God. They were getting... So Seattle deserved the chance to win the game. The problem is that they didn't. Then they were given the game. I guess it was a makeup for the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's what it was. It was a makeup call for the Super Bowl. Goodell called up the owner of the Seahawks, said, look, remember that? Look, we'll fix it tonight. Don't worry. We'll blame these incompetent idiots.
Well, yeah, and you know, the NFL never said they made the right call because there was actually discussion that they would reverse the call. Make it an interception and award the victory to Green Bay, and that's and they came out and said we support the decision not to overturn the on-field ruling following the instant replay review. The result of the game is final. They never said the on-field ruling was wrong. They just said they're not going to overturn the on-field ruling. You know, it's such an insult to our intelligence and to anybody who's not blind.
Yeah, it's what he said. He said what he said.
Right,
that's it. You don't like it. Stop buying beer. That's the thing I keep hearing. Everybody's going to boycott. We're not going to buy any beer on Sunday. Really?
Yeah, I saw 70,000 voicemails were left at the NFL office. Well, let's see. We've got, 150 million fans. So, gee, I wonder if that's going to make them. But again, they have obviously come to some sort of agreement with the refs. So this did, I got to believe it was because of this game.
Well, I told you in the beginning, Tom, that what's going to happen is everything's going to have to just go the way it is until something happens to one of the big teams. One of the big guys is going to get his nose bloodied, and then they're going to go, oh, okay, well, we better fix that. And the Packers, they take one on the chin there, and they're going to have to fix it now. They're going to have to fix it. But
I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't really care which team won that game, but I want the refs to get this crap right.
Yeah, and there's no way anybody should be blowing a call like that. That's just completely against the logic of football. There's no freaking way that anybody could come in and say to the other guy, the fellow that was blowing it as an interception should have turned around and grabbed that big tall skinny bastard by the throat and thrown him out of the picture so nobody could see him. Get out of here, you're wrong. there's got to be a way to fix this stuff.
Well, I was You talked about it happening to a big team. The only thing that when this happened, I went, well, it's Green Bay. They don't have an owner. If this happens to New England, you've got Robert Kraft. If it happens to the Cowboys, you've got Jerry. You got right. Snyder. If it happens to Washington, these are powerful owners.
It keeps happening to Washington. We got screwed again this week. Just because they don't know the rules, dude. They tried to do a 10-second runoff when it didn't apply, and they told our team that the game was over. All the freaking Bengals came on the field. Our coach had to run out on the field to tell the refs, no, there's still 8 seconds left. You can't do a runoff on this. They had to tell them, no, the game is not over. And they penalized our coach for coming onto the field.
Like, wait a minute. 15-minute mark. Bang made this about him.
No, it's not about me. It's about the incompetence of the refs that don't even know the rules. You know, we were in a position to try to tie. That means nothing. We could have nothing could have happened. I'm not saying they took a game from us. I'm just saying they penalized our coach for having to come onto the field to tell them the rule that was wrong.
I know.
They were they were going to end the game. No, we still got a shot now. We got a play left.
Well, if only Carolina had beaten the Giants, I would have had a perfect weekend. Because the Eagles lost, the Redskins lost, the Cowboys won. Unfortunately, the Giants won. But we own the tiebreaker over the Giants, so that's good.
You know, the thing is also, if it happens to the Patriots, Kraft calls up the commissioner and he
doesn't
like
exactly.
This.
Same with Jerry, same with Snyder. You need a powerful owner to step in and go, hey, F this.
The commissioner has to sit there and listen to Kraft while he's going, hey, Chase, you know, where are those garbage cars that is over there? And if you don't get things, you're all right, buddy. Let me tell you. I hate to have to talk to you this way, but things aren't going quite the way that they're supposed, quite the way that people expect them to go. So take that, dickhead.
We got these damn lingerie referees. You know, I didn't have to sit and watch that crap. I could have gone pumpkin picking.
He's going to talk about anything for like an hour.
You know, my ex-wife, you know, she was a bitch. Let me tell you something.
He's just all loaded up, leaving a freaking 45-minute message. Did you see that video that he made over the summer that came out, that screen test of him punching that dude in the face with some stupid blonde?
I did not.
Oh, my God. I'll have to send you a oh, God. You have to come and find that thing. Oh, my God. Oh, that's hilarious.
I just got to see him do that. Well,
it's terrible. Well, that's for next week.
Oh, man. All right. We got to get to break. We're running a little short on time. Won't be a full hour this week, but it's still good.
It's my fault. Yeah, it's my fault. I'm on the rag this week. So.
Yeah, it's all Bang's fault. All right.
It is.
But, yeah, coming up next, we got to talk about the Ravens and the Patriots game, and we're going to call Ray Lewis and all that. That's on the way. Hang on.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
A great pass and run by Daryl Jackson.
I don't know if that was a good call. It looked like Chris Gray just stoned his guy and pancaked him, but the official right there called the holding call. I saw the flag come out, but I thought it was just a pretty good block.
Rape me.
A great read, but now it's going to come back.
Rape me, my friend.
Touchdown, Seahawks!
Rape me.
Now I see a flag. Did a flag come out back there?
Rape me.
Because Daryl made a clean catch on the ball. Here's Bill Levy.
Pass interference, number 82.
Oh. Rape me.
But it was a very little push. I don't know how you call that.
I don't think he made it. No, wait a minute. Now the official says yes, he did.
He's over that ball, Steve. Never crossed the goal line. So
a tackle. He tackled it below the waist, Bill Levy. Can't you tackle below the waist? A hold on Sean Locklear, and I'm telling you what now, the Seahawks, if they had bad luck, it would be better than what they've had so far today.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
We got a flag on the play. It's in the backfield. Walk in the back as Tom O'Brien looks on.
Personal foul. 69. Offense. He was giving them the business. He played it down.
Giving them the business.
Well, Jerry, with the quote of the year. Giving him the business. Can you look that up in the rule book?
I totally blew that call. In fact, it wasn't even close. But don't worry, I'll penalize the other team for no good reason in the second half to even things up.
I want justice. I want you overthrown. I want justice. I want to stand alone.
Hey, what's up? This is Rich from Revelation Theory, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
John Harbaugh is saying, I was trying to call timeout and get your attention. The NFL cracked down on coaches coming out on the field this week and trying to intimidate these refs. You know Harbaugh was still worked up over that last call. Comes out there, who knows what he was doing. He's claiming he was trying to call timeout. The official wasn't buying it. He's begging the official to come over and talk to him, and instead, he got a flag. He's saying, I'm trying to call timeout.
That's the loudest manure chant I've ever heard.
Now, if they had called a hold on Ladarius Webb, I would have bought into that.
Notice it. Collinsworth won't even acknowledge the comment that Al Michaels just made. Michael said, that's the loudest manure call I've ever heard, and Collinsworth won't even touch it.
Collinsworth is just like the rest of the media that decides that we really aren't old enough to deal with language like this, and they're going to pretend that nobody actually talks this way, except that everybody who watches your sport talks this way, especially those of us late enough at night to see that travesty. We all know what bullshit means. Okay, we don't care. You can say it. You know, just him even having to say manure chant was that probably went over his boss probably called him and you don't want to be talking about any manure on the air. You know?
Don't bring their attention to the fact that all you can hear is the fans screaming over and over again.
Of course, then you have Bob Costas will come on after the game. The pungent odor around the field of play this week was the odor of excrement that fell from the rear ends of bulls.
Well, I saw Belichick got fined, because he grabbed an official.
That's
by
ridiculous.
The arm.
That is they ridiculous. Fined him
$50,000.
I mean, I understand they're going to fine him if you touch him, I understand the idea that you don't want to intimidate him, but damn, man, if they aren't even going to have enough respect to turn around and give the man an explanation for what just happened,
right. That's
ridiculous. The other refs, for as many times they screw up a game, they turn around and they'll say, here's what happened, and they'll get an argument or whatever, but then they turn around and run away. But this guy shrugs off Belichick like he's a putz. Shit, Belichick should have slammed him one, buddy. He should have kicked him square in the ass.
Well, they got there, and there was a spot where they spotted the ball
right
for the Ravens. You know, it was like, I'm watching, and I'm going, oh, he got a first down. And they spot the ball a full yard.
They're awful
back.
They can't do
it. It was a full yard behind where the ball should have been, so they were a yard short on the first down. And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, they got to review the spot. They got to challenge this and review the spot. And to get, and they had plenty of time to look at it and think about it because the refs decided to measure it. They decided to bring out the chain and measure.
Right.
And I'm going, it's a yard short. Why do you measure that? And that's what set Belichick off.
Right.
Because he knew by measuring that gave the Ravens time to look at the play and
right. Decide
whether or not they wanted to challenge it. And you could see Belichick mouth, that's fucking bullshit. You could see it as clear as could be.
Well,
I
would hate to say that maybe there was some extracurricular activity on the referee. Maybe it was some side action that he had to consider. I know we've joked about it out in the past, but really, what was this dude pulling in every year? $36,000? I'm telling you, man. I hate to be the one to bring it up, but I'm bringing it up. You better fix this shit, Roger Goodell. You're going to ruin the credibility of this sport entirely.
Oh, hell. Did you say $36,000?
I don't know. Whatever these referees make. I mean, how much does a bus driver make?
Oh, well, no. The senior ref makes like $7,500 a game. You're talking about, if they're doing playoffs, you're talking about 20 weeks, man.
75.
They're making 150 grand.
Okay, but my point being is 7500 a game. How much is it for some guy to come up and say, "Hey, yo, I'll give you 25,000 and make sure that my team gets an extra timeout."
Right.
Well, this is the question that's coming up.
And here's the thing. They measured it. It was, again, when they measured it, you can see it was a yard short. It's funny. He's holding the chain, like it's real close, and it's a yard.
He looks at the other ref and goes, "Yeah, Bob, you fucked him good. Look at that."
And, and so they had time, and so they challenged the spot. They won the challenge. They got the new spot, and it was a first down.
Oh, of course.
And Belichick was just, eggs frying on his head.
This is the thing, man.
Which I thought was hilarious.
And he's got to pay $50,000 because of that.
I know.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And like I said, you said, John made it about it. When they say that they're cracking down on guys coming on the field, coaches, to intimidate these refs, like our coach that had to come onto the field and say, no, the game is not over.
Mm.
Belichick, same thing. It's the same freaking thing. I mean, the Packers have a bad call go against them, but when they just
right. Flat
out don't know, it's just straight up incompetence.
All right, well, let's call Ray Lewis. We got to discuss this stuff with him. I'm sure he's got comments.
Oh, I'm sure.
Opinions.
Sure.
Yeah, we haven't talked to Ray. Get him on the phone here.
Hello.
Ray Lewis, John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
I felt in my heart you guys was going to call me today.
You knew it.
I knew it. I said to myself this morning, oh, Lord, what is going to happen for Ray Ray today? And he said, John and Tom is going to call you.
Well, we had to. You know, I know you got to be excited. You beat those Patriots. That's kind of become a rivalry. And, you know, man, before the game, Ray, you were really fired up. I mean, you get fired. You're always fired up. But you were especially fired up.
I mean, I'm excited all the time.
Oh, all the time.
All the time. I get fired up all the time. Of course, Tom, I was fired up. I mean, God, it's in my contract to be fired up. I am contractually obligated to be fired up. Section 7, Article 5, paragraph B, whenever I am in proximity of a television camera, I must be fired up. And if it is a national television camera, then I have to get really fired up.
Really? Well,
really fired up.
Well, how do you, okay, if it's contractual, if you have to do it, how do you do it? How do you get yourself fired up?
They lock me in a cage for 3 days, Tom, and they don't do nothing but show me violent Swedish pornography the whole time. When they let me out, I am ready to rape Tom Brady. I'm not dancing when I come out the tunnel. I am having sex with imaginary animals. I am popped out of my mind. Psychotic, Tom.
You guys didn't get screwed by the refs this weekend, but I know you've seen around the league. You got friends all over the league. Some of them got screwed by refs. Some didn't. What are your thoughts on these replacement referees so far, Ray?
It's terrible. It's an absolute travesty, Tom. I'm trying to tell people around the league that they got to be able to referee themselves because these men can't do it, and there's nothing going on. Look, they find Bill Belichick $50,000 for touching the ref the other day, right?
$50,000, yeah.
Look at me crying. Look at me being sympathetic. They fine me for just playing hard, Tom. You know that what happens. You know when I do that, my famous play, when I come flying in right after a man goes down and I pile on top of him and hit him with an uppercut to the ribs. Do you know how much that play costs me every week?
How much?
A lot. Last week, little Ray Bellino wanted a pony ride, and I couldn't afford one because of all the fines I had to pay from the Eagles game. I'm telling you, it's a good thing Bill Belichick done went ahead and found out what the ceiling was for Graham and one of them, because I can afford $50,000. You know what I mean? I wonder how much it costs to roll up on one of them in a pile. There's no consistency, Tom. There's no consistency. As a defensive player, we don't know what nobody allowed to do. What, the receiver's allowed to catch me now? I am not going to let anybody catch me, Tom. I am an incomplete pass. And the bad thing is, if I am in that situation and I use my elbow to crush his windpipe and win the game, they is going to find me.
Right.
Me. It's ridiculous.
Well, they're consistently bad at officiating. Did you see that play Monday night? Did you happen to catch the end of that Packers-Seahawks game?
It was an absolute travesty of justice. I can't even speak, Tom. I'm beside myself. It is an absolute travesty of justice. There is no way anybody can be expected to play defense when they don't even know the rules. It's bad enough right now that we're playing flag football, and that is what I think happened. I think that referee looked down on the ground and seen that there was everybody's flag in place, and he stuck his hands up. He is a volleyball referee. A volleyball referee.
Yeah, did you hear there are referees officiating these games that were fired for incompetence from the Lingerie Football League, Ray?
They was in our game. One of them was asking me where my thong was. I told him, shut up and get out of my face. That's a jock strap. Not my fault they make me wear white pants.
Well, you get to play the Browns this week. You got to be excited about that.
The Browns, Tom. The Browns.
Division rival. Former team.
I got to be honest, Tom. It is hard to get fired up to play the Cleveland Browns. They ain't nothing. They is never nothing. And it's hard to get fired up over beating a team that we done beat 8 times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, 7, 8. Look, last time they won the game over against us, George Bush was president. And now they're going to try it again with a rookie quarterback that is 28 years. He voted for George Bush. That's how old he is. And he is a rookie in the NFL. I eat rookie quarterbacks for breakfast. And they go for rookie running backs, too. So, you know, as soon as Richardson saw he was coming to a team that had to play me 2 times a year, he put a brown stain in his pants. That's all they ever is to us, Tom. They ain't nothing but brown stains on our pants. They expect me to get excited over that. This is like a turkey shoot. Tom, you know what a turkey shoot is? Do you know what a turkey shoot is?
Yes.
It's when you shoot turkeys. And I just got to thank the Heavenly Father for the chance to shoot these turkeys 2 times every year. God bless you, Tom.
All right, Ray. Well, thanks for talking to us this week, and best of luck to you against the Browns on Sunday. Actually, you're playing Thursday night.
Thursday night. I am fired up, Tom, to be playing on Thursday night football. I just hope everybody in the country can see it, because now the NFL Network is on Time Warner Cable, and now I get to cash a check for saying that.
Yep.
Woo!
There he goes, John.
There he is. I'll tell you what, man. He's got my dog fired up.
All my dogs in the house.
He's got all the big dogs. I don't have any big dogs on the porch, but they're fired up. Shoo.
All right, let's see. What do we got here? Let's get. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've been excited about this.
Oh, what do we got?
Redskins Radio.
Yeah, look, during the game. All right, now Sonny Jurgensen still has his faculties about him, but he is also like 74 years old, and he's getting cranky, Tom. He's just getting irritable up there in the booth. So that's funny enough. You got Sam Huff, who doesn't know what's going on, and then there's Doc Walker on the sidelines, who I didn't realize was so damn funny. But he does sideline reporting quite unlike anybody else I've heard do sideline reporting.
Right.
You can rest assured Doc isn't going to be calling up there saying things like, you know, we just saw something about the game plan seems to be heavily favored towards the run. Bob, get back up to you. No, you're not going to hear that.
Here's something he said on the sideline, Doc Walker.
Tell you what, we needed it, and we also got to increase our level of violence on defense, because these guys are... They're big. They're not that athletic up front. They're walling us off. We're not running through things. And this is a lull that I felt last week against St. Louis.
A lull, John. A lull that's caused them to have to increase their level of violence.
It's a lull. Now, see, that was a rather mild thing that he says. But, see, that's what I'm talking about. He's a football player, man. And I think sometimes during the game, he was on our he was a hog. So that's how long ago it's been since he was on the field. He was a tight end for us. And I think he sometimes really still thinks he can get out there and muck it up with these guys, man.
Probably.
He gets irritable, man.
Yeah, well, he got upset. He got irritated because they kept holding Kerrigan all game long.
Right. And they are holding Kerrigan every play. So Perry Riley, though, gets a sack. Now, with Smith, the Pillsbury Doughboy, their right tackle out of Alabama, I mean, he's a disgrace to physical fitness, and Ryan Kerrigan's killing him, but these incompetent referees are letting him get away with murder. The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Now, that's a sideline. That's telling me something about the game. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Oh, God. That's usually you get to. And as you know, Al, the Eagles look bad in the first half, so I asked Andy Reid what they plan to do in the second half, and he told me they expected to play better. Back to you. No, I like that. Fat Pillsbury Doughboy in there. He's probably done 10 yards away from him yelling it at him.
Yeah, he made that comment, and Sam Huff said,
"What's the score?"
Right. Oh man, love Sam Huff, man.
I'll tell you what, I don't blame him for not knowing the score this year. I mean, we are the most prolific offense in the league, you know.
That was a bad call, and it was uncalled for.
Right.
Let's make sure everybody knows that the Redskins have more points than anybody in the league at the moment.
Oh God,
ain't doing them any good yet. They can't.
Gotta hang your hat on something.
That's right.
Have you also given up more points than anybody in the league?
Yeah, they are. They're giving them up by the bucket load, man. Our defense is terrible.
I was just looking at some of these older clips of Sam Huff. Oh, I love this one.
The American Football League used to be a joke to the NFL. No longer.
No longer. The AFL is ruling now. Well, tell them, Sam.
Finally, after 50 years, they've arrived.
our kicking game could be important today.
It always is.
It always is. That's right.
Well, at least that's displaying some sort of football knowledge, because it usually is.
Right.
Right. But now he doesn't have any of that left going for him either.
Yeah, speaking of your defense, giving up, you know, big ones.
It's a direct snap to the wide receiver. Sanu throwing downfield, has a man at the 25-20, a trick play, and it is a touchdown, A.J. Green.
No
the
trick.
The throw from Mohamed Sanu, a rookie wide receiver, caught the Redskins napping, 73 yards, a touchdown on the game's first play.
Right in the middle there, Sam Huff goes, no trick.
No trick.
It's no trick. We used to do that all the time.
It's like a punt.
Well, here's the funny thing. And before we divulge this information, let me take you back to last week. All right?
Right.
Because, you know, we were talking about Tampa Bay and their whole, you know, how they attack the victory formation.
Right.
You know, and they did that crap to Dallas.
Right.
They did it to Dallas this weekend, and they're lined up in the neutral zone every time. I don't understand how they're letting them get away with that. But anyway, this is you and I.
Well, Tom, you have to watch Rutgers. You'll know.
Right. We were talking about that. The coach of the Tampa Bay said, you know, he should watch Rutgers, you know, talking about Tom Coughlin, complaining about what they were doing. And we said this. If they watch Rutgers.
Does he coach his wide receivers to only put one foot in bounds when they make a catch? Because that's all he had to do up at Rutgers.
If
you watch Rutgers, you'll know what we were doing up there. Sorry, pal, but down here, Rutgers is rarely on television. Rutgers is like public television up there in New Jersey.
Coming up next on MPT, Rutgers football. Right after Antiques Roadshow.
Okay, so this guy Sanu that threw the 71-yard touchdown against your Redskins, played for Rutgers.
I know. I know. It's bad karma coming back to bite me, and that's I get it. So I shouldn't say anything bad about guys from college unless I want to come back and get bitten in the ass by sounding stupid. So let me just go ahead and say I've never seen a good quarterback come out of Purdue, and I've never seen one have a great game against Cowboys, man. They stink, and they stink out fucking loud.
Man.
Yeah, I know. Man, as soon as I saw that he was from Rutgers, I was like, damn.
Are you serious?
You gotta be kidding me. Sam had no idea what was going on that play. Of course, neither did the Redskins, man.
Damn it! You gotta be shitting me!
Right. You know what? I don't have it handy, but wherever Michael Bush went to college, boy, I tell you what, they stink. They can't get any. There's nobody playing the NFL.
All right, let's see here. Sonny and Sam, I like it. They acknowledge this forward pass.
That was a forward pass.
I tell you what, it was a
good threw the ball forward that time.
And completed it.
There you go. We are getting some first-rate football analysis here, Tom.
That was a forward pass. They threw the ball forward and completed it.
Right. Sam's all excited. Look, and he caught it. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome.
Oh, it was funny because Sonny made fun of one of the referees.
Holding on the offense remains first down.
Holding 77.
They do, man. They sit up there in that booth sometimes. They're like Statler and Waldorf from the old Muppet Show. Right.
Right.
Look at the referee. Ever seen feet that big?
Right up the seam. Right on the middle. Right over the middle.
London's there, but London is...
He's a linebacker. Yeah. You know, he's not a real deep ball catcher or whatever.
Not a cover man.
Yeah, he's not a cover man, you know, yet.
Yet? He's not a... Yet. London Fletcher's not a cover man yet, John. They're working about 10 years. They'll have him there.
By the time he gets to his 20th year, Tom, he'll be a deep pass catcher. You got a feeling there when he says, he was not a deep pass catcher, and Al Michaels goes, or not Al Michaels, Larry Michael says he's not a cover man, that Sam would say anything that he said. He doesn't sell ice cream. He'd say it right then and there. Yeah, he doesn't sell ice cream.
Right.
I guess you could tell I want ice cream tonight.
Sam obviously doesn't know who his teammates were.
And he got crunched by Robert Gethers, the nephew of Jumpy.
Jumpy Gethers?
He was a great guy.
Sonny and I were teammates of his.
Yeah,
one day when I was daydreaming, he played 25 years after Sam retired.
I know.
We were teammates, you know, back before the war.
Yeah, I think he meant Colonel Gethers.
Right, yes, from the old regiment.
Right.
Colonel Gethers here, Private Huff.
Let's see, what else we got here?
They're moving quick. You know, the runner is dodging, yep. But they're both.
No running room for the running back.
Yeah.
That's some analysis now.
There you go. Hey, the running back's dodging, Tom. What do you want?
And this
they've
is my favorite.
They've got to paint a verbal picture for us on the radio, Tom. We have to be. This description has to be beautiful, accurate. He was dodging. And then he obviously. And then some.
This is my favorite, his idea for a kickoff.
You know, I just thought of something. If you receive the kickoff the first half,
right?
Why the other team should be
they
able
the
to
second
the
half.
Second half.
That's
and what balance it out.
That's what happens.
Well,
so the Redskins will get the second half kickoff.
He's so stupid.
He's going to call the commissioner. Will somebody get a hold of Mr. Goodell? This is a good idea, damn it. We should have this in play right now.
Right?
The Redskins deferred the kick, right? And they didn't like it. And he was that was how he was going to fix things. Let me tell you my idea, Tom. I think we ought to have a field that's, 100 yards long. That'll make things pretty hard to score.
What's the score? Perfect throw. Right on, right on the sidewalk almost.
Right on the sidewalk, right.
Who's on third base? No, he's on first.
All right, so what's up with Tilliard?
Well, see, this is something that's grown to dynamic proportions now. I'm a fucking soldier.
He's a soldier.
he's a fucking soldier on a five-man soccer team. Five-man soccer team. Now, what that tells me, because the soccer field is freaking huge, dude. I mean, it's
five-man like soccer team. This is like the Knox City Greyhounds football team.
It is. John Tellier. Well, I get him to do a couple of names. By the way, I'll give you a Diva Lover update. I got him to take the bait, and he did a shout-out against the NFL refs, and he said everything I told him to say, which were a bunch of bullet points. And I didn't give him any phonies just to see if he'd do it. So now maybe I can start to play with him and have him do some shout-outs of my choosing.
Okay.
Maybe we can get him to do
Cartoon Radio Hour.
Right.
Tilliard, send me the name of your soccer team and all your players, and let's send me some pictures, and let's see if we can get him to do a video.
Yeah!
Yeah, I think that would be good. Yeah, so anyway, Tilliard apparently is in an international five-man soccer league, and like I said, a soccer field's about the size of a city block, so that means he's running a lot.
Wow.
One kick, and it takes everybody like 3 minutes to go get it. So he went over to Germany and played in some league matches and apparently had himself quite a good time. So there we go. There's our John Tilliard update. His mom, I understand, was worried sick, sat there by the fire the entire time waiting for John to return home. He was over on the continent, playing the football.
The motherfucking damn NFL be tripping, y'all. Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there.
Hell. All right, well, speaking of jolly old UK, we got one email this week, and it comes from our friend, the bookie over there, Peter Sidorn. Peter writes in and says, "Hey, guys, just wanted to say last week's show was the best show you've ever done." Hey,
thank you.
Considering we'd done 205 up to that point, that's pretty good. I damn near hurt myself laughing at it, and I had John's version of Glory Old Days stuck in my head all week. Let's hope you weren't singing it out loud. Now, a few weeks ago, I threw a couple of fuck yous at Roger Goodell.
Well, I'm giving him another one after this week's games. Between making me feel sorry for the Cowboys, and my God, did I feel dirty after that. How were the last 2 minutes of the Ravens and Patriots cut off due to the program ending before capping it all off with the most bullshit call ever in a Packers Seahawks game? I want to say, fuck you, Roger Goodell, and pay the real refs to come back before I stop watching because of people like you that pull out the street and claim we're officials.
Oh, man.
So he got to miss the last 2 minutes of the Ravens and Patriots because they cut off for programming in the UK. God. What came on? A couple of nuns playing darts?
Sister Mary. A
rerun of Monty Python.
Here we have Sister Mary going for fours.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for watching the American football match. Now we're getting into Protestants on Parade.
You know, I was watching watching Detroit and Tennessee, you know, and they threw up that Hail Mary that was caught by Titus Young.
Yeah.
That was tipped. Well, right when Stafford throws the ball up, it wasn't even Stafford, it was Sean Hill. Stafford was out hurt. Sean Hill throws the ball. As soon as he lets go of the ball, all of a sudden they go to commercial. I mean, instant. It was playing a commercial. And I'm like, you know, what the hell is that? Well, they got replacement control room operators now? Come on. You know, and I'm waiting. And I'm looking at the, so I go back to the mix screen, and the commercial showing there, but at least it shows the score, and it shows 6 points more have been added to the Lions, and I'm looking at my son going, he must have caught the Hail Mary. And we go back, and finally it comes back from the commercial, and they're showing the replay, and I'm like, holy shit, they scored.
Guy on my team caught that thing. You ever have one of those fantasy football weeks where everybody on your damn team, bench included, scores like 150 points?
Not this year, I haven't. No,
I've had that happen twice, and this week it happened against your wife. So
yeah, is there anything you would like to say to my wife because she will be listening to this?
Sorry, Danny. I know that it was a heartbreaker of a loss, but it really wasn't all that close. So you shouldn't feel too bad. You probably could have gone out pumpkin picking. The game was over so quick.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
All right. Yeah, man. So
you know
I
what? You know what she was. You know what she was saying to her team.
You guys all suck.
I made that deal for Michael Lashore.
Sucks.
The day of on Sunday.
Yeah, great trade.
That was a nice
great trade
there.
DeSean Jackson for Michael Lashore. I think that because you're loaded at wide receiver. I think that was a really good trade on your.
I'm all right at wide receiver, and even still, it's a keeper league, and this is a. I got to work this. I took over this roster last year, so I still got to work it a little bit. So I'll be rather active, doing that sort of thing.
All right, what's the email address if they want to email us?
You can email me at john@bangcartoon.com, or you can go over there on the page, and there's a contact form on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour page. You can hook us up with Facebook on Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. You'll find us there.
You can always post stuff there. We can read stuff you post on the Facebook page on the show.
Yeah, we record on Wednesdays, so I'll be telling you, you know, here's where you post your goofy crap, the goofiest crap that makes sense, you know, gets read on the show. So, let's hear from you. It's nice to hear from the bookies over in England, though. I do like that.
And what's our friend that emailed us there from the UK just now?
That was Pete Sidorin. He's an old-time friend, man. But, you know, one thing that I said last week that kind of went right past your head is our old buddy Stuart Reevesy is about to become a father for the first time. So, congrats all around there to our old boy Reevesy.
All right, well, for our buddy over there in the UK, as we close the show, here's your glory hole days again. And we'll do it again next week.
Later.
Any time that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me.
I had a friend who was a big football owner down in Texas. Had a stadium as big as a county and a funny-looking facelift. Saw him the other night in this roadside men's room. He was getting up, coming out of the stall. Well, he was brushing his knees and he was wiping his lip, and there was a dick hanging there through the wall.
Glory hole days.
Well, he came past one by.
Glory hole days.
It just might get in your eye.
Glory hole days. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't. I want me some glory hole.
Visit Bangkok.
BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness. Without adding sugar. Clever.
It is. Yasukis chooses a lactose-reduced milk that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yasu Kids supports change for life.
Yasu, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars. Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.